Kennedy Center plans modest renovations. Amid Trump's promises of complete rebuilding, an internal Kennedy Center memo outlines modest cosmetic changes and facility repairs that contrast sharply with former President Trump's public promises of a sweeping $200 million complete rebuilding of the arts complex. The 2nd of February email from Brooks Bokey, director of the Friends of the Kennedy Center volunteer program, details upcoming refurbishments including new seating and marble armrests in the concert hall, stage wood replacement, new carpeting, strategic painting, and a change of the grand foyer, Hall of States, and Hall of Nations color scheme from red to black with a gold pattern. Additional work includes HVAC, safety, electrical, and parking upgrades. These plans appear far more limited than Trump's repeated claims that the Kennedy Center is dilapidated and dangerous, which he has used to justify a proposed two-year closure for large-scale renovations. Trump, alongside Kennedy Center President Richard Grenell, has argued the shutdown is necessary to create a world-class destination. The center's closure comes amid a steep decline in ticket sales and the departure of the Washington National Opera, which cited financial challenges under current leadership. Many artists had already canceled performances, accusing the Trump administration of politicizing the institution. While Vice President of Public Relations Roma Derevi emphasized that the project is critical to revitalization, she declined to say whether the modest renovations described in the memo represent the full scope of planned work.